It's All Things Health Talk this hour, and the good doc is in studio. How are you doing today?
I'm well, it's just it's hot in Mbombela.
Oh, my word, it is hot. Even at night, doc.
I hope people are drinking a lot of water. Because I'm pretty sure if you've got kidney problems, or even if you don't have, dehydration can cause challenges to your kidneys. So I need people to drink a lot of water.
Sure. It's a very, very hot, hot, hot festive season.
Indeed.
Welcome to the show. Thank you so much for coming. We are talking about blood types today. There's a lot of misconceptions. There's a lot of do's and don't do if you are this blood type, right? Mm-hmm. Do you know your blood type?
Yes, I know, but I won't say it on air.
Wait, is this supposed to be a secret?
Not per se, but then let's say someone has interest in me and then he realizes that is not the same, it doesn't match my blood type, then it can be a problem.
How do you mean?
You know, when it comes to blood type, as you're saying, there's a lot of misconceptions about it.
Yeah.
It's an effect of having kids. So to explain in a nutshell for listeners, I'm used to saying patients.
Yeah.
So there's something that we call an Rh factor. We have blood types and an Rh factor.
Okay.
An Rh factor, it's when you look at your red blood cell, your red blood cells that makes up your blood.
Mm-hmm.
It's either you can be a positive or you can be a negative.
Yes.
And then that you get it via inheritance. That's why I'm saying the person, if a person is listening, has an interest in marrying me and having a child with me, that is something that you have to discuss. Reason being is that if I'm a positive, and I have an Rh positive, meaning that my red cell is coated with positive, I'm trying to make it easier for a listener, is coated positively, and the male figure, his is coated in negative. It's Rh negative and Rh positive.
Mm-hmm.
Both of us have to have a child and mate. So what happens, because these are blood inherited disorders, what happens now when both of us are negative and positive, we then become, we will give birth to a child that becomes a negative.
Okay.
And that of which is, that will have an Rh negative. And that comes with problems. An Rh negative child then will have problems with bleeding. Then the pregnancy in itself, you'd find that it's like the blood, it will fight against each other. It will create antibodies. It means that I'm coated positive now, but now I also have a negative. There will be a cross reaction. Then you fight against each other, and when you fight against, it's bleeding. Then the negative charges, they cross the placenta, making that when they cross the placenta, then that's when you have the problems of bleeding, and then you might not even make it to the second trimester. And usually that happens in the second pregnancy. The first pregnancy, you might be fine because these antibodies are not created.
Yeah.
But with the second pregnancy, now the body's like, we need to attack this negative factor because we are supposed to be positive. Then your own body fights itself. So hence that I'm saying that now when someone asks you, what type are you, what Rh factor are you, then you need to know yours as a lady and know yours as a man. But there is a way to get treated for this. Once I know that I'm negative and my partner is positive, then I can get an immunoglobulin shot that will protect the pregnancy or the child from getting his blood to being fought against with these antibodies.
Guys, why do we not know these things? I think these are very important things to know. I think especially if you fall pregnant, gynecologists should actually suggest, why don't both of you try to find out what your blood types are?
It's that every pregnant lady in booking bloods, in all hospital clinics, we do take the blood.
Yes.
It's just that it's not explained to what is it for.
Okay.
Until then, a lady starts having miscarriages, then we're like, okay, you are Rh positive, especially when it's an Rh positive mother, it's really or much of, we don't do much.
Mm-hmm.
If it's an Rh negative, then that's when that's when we need to start acting on it. And then you have multiple miscarriages. We need to get the father and then we test him and check what it is. Chances the father will be a negative. That is why this is happening.
Mm-hmm.
So it comes handy in those situations because you'll have this hemolytical disorders in the child.
Mm-hmm.
But most cases it's investigated then. It's rare because it's few people that have such problems.
Okay.
Hence, it's not really something that people talk about.
Mm-hmm.
But now with so much information out there, people want to know, what is this thing is it necessary for me when I'm dating to know my partner's blood group? How does it help me?
Mm-hmm.
This is something else. The RH factor is on its own. Then we have different blood groups. We have 8 types of blood groups. We have A positive, A negative, B positive, B negative, A B positive, A B negative. Then you have your O type. The blood types, then they come handy in terms of that. We have situations whereby you will bleed.
Mm-hmm.
When you will bleed, if you do not know your blood type, we cross match you. We take your blood as blood sample. We go check what type of blood type are you, because a blood type comes with the antigens that I'm talking about that you create. You have antigens and then you have antibodies.
Uh-huh.
Antigen is like, I'm wearing a jacket. My protector is that antibody.
Okay.
Antigen is the inside of me. So if I am wearing a protector, if I'm an A, my jacket must match with me.
That's yes.
the antigen. Then I'll have A antigens around me. I'm trying to make it easier for someone. And then the antibody, obviously what protects me, the people around me that are protecting me cannot be the same color as me.
Mm-hmm.
So it has to be a B. The protection is around B. So if
okay.
you need to transfuse me blood, you must transfuse me with things that won't fight my B around
absolutely.
Me. So anything that has a B, you cannot give it to me because I am in A. I'm protected by B. So if you're giving me a B, my bodyguards will fight the B.
Mm-hmm.
So you have to give me anything that at least does not have a B. So that means you can give me an A
mm-hmm.
blood or you can give me an O blood.
Right.
Why an O blood? An O blood is a universal donor.
Mm-hmm.
It donates to everyone because it does not have antibodies around it.
Mm-hmm.
Trying to make things easy. I'm trying to, with all the different types of blood types, it's like that. Hence, we want you to know your blood type so that we know that, Bridget is an A.
Mm-hmm.
That means around her is a B. Don't give her anything that has a B.
Mm-hmm.
What happens then when we give Portia something that has a B? Let me tell you what will happen. What will happen is that the B antibodies will fight. We
okay.
look alike.
Yes.
We will fight.
Yes.
There will be a cross reaction. We become agglutination. There will be a fight between the two, and that cross reaction causes then now that the person, we call it a transfusion reaction. They'll have a blood transfusion and they can die.
Sure.
That's
Doc.
How serious it is. Hence, you just don't give blood to anyone.
Yeah. Let's talk about the misconceptions that are there when it comes to our blood types. I think in South Africa especially, there's mm-hmm. the misconception that I think it's O plus or O negative cannot get HIV.
Honestly speaking, all of those things are untrue.
Mm-hmm.
So it's one of those things that you think that I just really need to emphasize this. There is no study or literature that supports that.
Yeah.
So if something has not been studied or a certain group of people have been, because when it comes to HIV, most of the time whereby we have cases whereby the people that are, they don't get, they seemingly the HIV is not seen.
Mm-hmm.
It has to do with genetic makeup. It has nothing to do with the blood types and all of that. That's what has been studied or researched upon. I really would end it there because it's something that one would quote me and say,
yeah.
I had Dr. Mashaba saying that as an AO, I can't get HIV and
mm.
then someone becomes reckless. But I could say to listeners that is false.
Mm-hmm.
Anything that you need to protect yourself. HIV can be transferred not only just blood, also
mm-hmm.
semen.
Yeah.
It's different ways how to get it, but mostly blood.
Mm-hmm.
So don't tell yourself, I can just not protect myself, I'm protected. That is it's false.
It's false. Mm-hmm. I hope everybody heard. Mm-hmm. That is very, very false. Why is it so important for us? I mean, besides what we just spoke about, mm-hmm. but so many times do we hear them speak about your diet and how it's related to your blood type and what you should know to eat because it makes you better.
Yes, there are some benefits to that, mm-hmm. but it's not as much as just being healthy as an overall person.
Okay.
Sometimes dietitians do a screen for you saying that, oh, you're O positive. This is the type of food that can benefit you. But honestly, there isn't any scientific proof to that. It's mm-hmm. just based on saying that most likely when you have this blood type, this can work for you. But from my side as a doctor, because remember now we work on that, has there been a study mm-hmm. that works and support this? Mm-hmm. There are fewer studies on that, so that becomes difficult because now we need to speak medicine based on evidence.
Yeah.
So produce the evidence and saying that I have this group of people that are blood O and I've given them this type of fruits and vegetables and it worked for them.
Yeah.
But the importance of that is just knowing your blood type comes with that.
Absolutely. Yeah. Doc, I think we'll park it there for today. Thank you so much for coming on to the show, as always.
I really thought this was going to be a difficult topic. I hope our listeners can take this from me today, is that know the different types of blood types,
yeah.
know your blood type grouping, know also what an antibody is, what I meant with an antibody. I said an antibody and also an antibody is a defense. This works with blood types, also works with infections. This is all about immunity. Because you know, our listeners, some of them are students.
Yeah.
So understand it's in the topic of immunity. To know it's there, and once you understand that, you would make sure that whenever you're being transfused blood in the hospital,
yeah.
understand that what you look at the set. If you know you're an A positive, and you realize that they're giving you blood type that's written maybe B, ask your health practitioner. You cannot be giving me this type of transfusing me that because I will cross react.
Mm-hmm.
Those are the reason why you need to know your blood type, because mistakes do happen.
I think one more question actually before you leave. What are we doing to go into the communities and have people know about their blood types and know what their blood type is? Because I think there's a lot of people in the black communities who don't have proper knowledge mm-hmm. on it. Hence, these misconceptions that we get on, oh no, if you are O plus O negative, you do not get sick easily.
Mm. I think the South African Blood Services is trying before you get transfused, you do get information about that, but fewer people do donate blood. I'd like to encourage people at home, because you'd be in a fatal accident and you'll need blood.
Yeah.
Whose blood are you going to get?
Sure.
It's better you also donate to other people.
Yeah.
Of course, if you don't have medical risks and other conditions that can affect you from donating blood, but it comes with that we need to donate blood to assist the blood bank services, because we are using a lot of blood as doctors. We have a lot of conditions that need us to transfuse that are related to anemia, even pregnancy. People go for cesarean sections and you lose a lot of blood. Whose blood is assisting you to survive?
Mm.
When you're assisting someone else, that blood might assist your brother, your sister. As a society and as a community, let's run away from the conception of saying that I'm removing a part of me.
Mm.
There's those things that we don't give blood. And there are certain churches and beliefs that we don't donate blood.
Mm.
It comes to a condition whereby you really need this blood. And as doctors, we're stuck with that. This blood has nothing, has not prayed for. This is just medical reasons to help a person save a life.
Mm.
But sometimes the only thing that can save your life is just getting that drop of blood.
Absolutely.
So listeners, don't be encouraged even in this festive season. If you find these people, the South African Blood Bank Services needing blood, do donate if you feel you are fit and you are healthy. It'll save someone's life.
And they're everywhere. Hey, I mean, sometimes you get them at the malls. Mm-hmm. They've got their little gazebo there. So if you can, mm-hmm. do the best that you can to help.
Exactly.
Doc, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Monday to Friday, 9 to 12 midday, RAS FM Meet Mornings. Mpumalanga. Azish.